USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been released from jail. Derek Chauvin posted a $1 million bond Wednesday and was released from prison where he'd been since May 31st. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter in the case. Video where Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck sparked protests across the country over the summer. Hurricane Delta made landfall Wednesday morning on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 storm, bringing dangerous winds and significant flash flooding. The National Hurricane Center says the storm will move back into the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the day and head north, where it's expected to strengthen. Current forecasts have the storm hitting the U.S. Gulf Coast by this weekend. Forecasters have already begun issuing storm surge and hurricane watches in Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is urging residents of his state to prepare and be ready to evacuate. He's also sent a request for a pre-landfall federal declaration of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A pair of British Islamic State terror suspects, part of a cell known as the Beatles, have been indicted in the killings of four American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Coty Wednesday morning.
The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage-taking and killing of four Americans, as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan. I'm pleased to confirm that they are now in FBI custody and will soon appear in federal court in the Eastern District of Virginia.
More than 210,000 Americans have died from coronavirus infections since the pandemic began, and the nation's top infectious disease expert fears that number could double this winter. Speaking to a virtual event at American University on Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci says new models show the death toll from COVID-19 could rise to between 300,000 and 400,000 if action isn't taken in the fall and winter. Fauci also warned a vaccine probably wouldn't be widely available until at least next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the vice presidential candidates prepare for tonight's debate, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a look back at some memorable moments from previous VP debates.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris are set to square off in the only scheduled vice presidential debate on Wednesday. Taking a look back at some of the more memorable moments at vice presidential debates, we go back 4 years ago when vice presidential candidate at the time Mike Pence was debating Senator Tim Kaine.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there.
And there's also this moment in 2008 when GOP vice presidential candidate, then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, was debating Democratic rival Joe Biden.
The NFL continues to struggle with coronavirus infections. Two more members of the Tennessee Titans tested positive this morning, putting their game Sunday against Buffalo in jeopardy. New England Patriots corner Stephon Gilmore tested positive as well. The Patriots have suspended practices until at least Friday. And Maurice Hurst of the Las Vegas Raiders was placed on the COVID-19 reserve list today, a day after 10 members of the team were fined for violating coronavirus protocols at a charity event. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.